Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, December 15th, 2021, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting at long, slow glide down to Pauha on a Friday, and whatever insanity ensues. It's 10 days until Christmas, so if you have not done your Christmas shopping, you may already be in trouble, what with all the supply chain stuff. Another busy news day, a lot to talk about here. We're going to get right on into it and get as much done as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and so let's get right on into it. Now, Joe Biden went on down to Kentucky to meet with officials and tour the tornado damage, and I'm sure a lot of the people up in Waukesha are a little annoyed because Joe Biden couldn't be bothered to go up there and deal with the survivors of that terrible hate crime, running into the parade and everything like that. Anyway, Biden made a couple of odd comments while he was down there. He tried to link the tornadoes to global warming, saying that everything is more intense when the climate is warming, and obviously it has impact here. And a lot of people over at the Climate Depot were rather upset by the president's misstatement. Tornadoes are tragic, but they're natural weather, and they're not climate. And Biden is incorrect saying that things get more intense when they get warmer. You can get heavy weather as much by ground warming as you can by upper atmosphere cooling. And the proof of that is in the outer gas giant planets, which have huge storms, some of them even bigger than our entire planet, with temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero. So he's really not very up on his science here. Biden started talking about the damage from the tornadoes, and then partway through his speech, he started talking about a hurricane. So he couldn't even keep that straight for the duration of his statement. I mean, really, it's obvious there is a problem there. All right, very alarming story. This is from thehill.com, and you can't say I didn't warn you, but they're already starting to talk up Hillary for 2024, and The Hill is saying that right now she may be the Democrats' best hope. And I've been warning you for a while. She's been losing weight. She's, increasing her public profile, and she was going to run, and this is clearly a puff piece to start selling the idea we're going to get Hillary Clinton into the White House no matter how much we have to cheat. And so we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi called members of the House back to Congress to vote to hold Mark Meadows in contempt and continue the political infighting while the economy is imploding and we're looking at wars and natural disasters. But, you know, getting Trump is the top priority there in Washington, D.C., and everything else, well, you deal with it. It's your problem here. Joe Biden is out there saying that Mark Meadows is worthy of being held in contempt after the House held its vote to recommend criminal charges for Trump's White House chief of staff. Now, speaking of defying subpoenas, Trump aide Peter Navarro is going to refuse to appear before the House COVID probe, and he is the latest Trump loyalist to risk criminal contempt proceedings. He is attacking the Democrats for sending jackboots to serve his subpoena. Now, the Bidens and Kamala Harris held a holiday party, which was held not in the White House, but in a hotel because supposedly of COVID. And they made an announcement there saying, we're going to win in 2022, and we're going to win that election for the Congress, despite the rampant inflation, which Biden says isn't all that serious, and the ongoing mishandling of the pandemic, the mishandling of Afghanistan. Biden's sole argument is that Republicans are against everything. And no, that is definitely not true. All righty, getting on back to Donald Trump. A federal judge has struck down Trump's lawsuit to block Congress from getting his tax returns. And up in Manhattan, prosecutors are looking at Trump's financial statements to outside accountants and lenders. They're basically looking into allegations that Trump made misleading statements about the value of his properties. And that would certainly explain why Trump doesn't want these records made public here. Meanwhile, Trump Republicans are getting ready to give the old heave-ho to Mitch McConnell and the never-Trump leadership, who seems to side with the Democrats rather than with their constituency. Over at the January 6th committee, Representative Liz Cheney released text messages provided by Mark Meadows showing several people close to Donald Trump during the Capitol riot. Now, Liz Cheney went on out there saying that Trump was behind the riot, and these text messages will prove it. She then hoisted on her own petard because the text messages actually paint a very different picture. One of Fox News personalities, Trump's own son, his chief of staff being totally caught off guard by the events of January 6th, and they strongly advised Trump to try and stop it, which he tried to do. So basically, Liz Cheney succeeded in undermining the entire purpose of the January 6th committee, and the committee members simply ignored this little faux pas and went on doing what they're doing here. And apparently, Adam Schiff has been caught doctoring some of those text messages between Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan. And this was, after leaking fake Donald Trump Jr. emails, fabricating the transcript of a 2019 phone call between Trump and Ukraine's president, and lying about his interactions with the so-called whistleblowers, behind the first impeachment attempt against Trump, Adam Schiff is running the same con against a fellow lawmaker. During a hearing Monday night on the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, Adam Schiff claimed to have proof that a member of Congress texted former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to instruct former Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Now, Schiff misrepresented the substance of the text message and its source. He even doctored some of the original text messages. This whole story was exposed by the Federalists. I mean, they are so scared that Trump is going to run in 2024, and it does look like he is. Polls are showing 60%, more than 60% of Republicans want Trump to run in 2024. I am one of those. Not because I think Trump is really doing a good job, but his second term was stolen from him, and 2024 is an opportunity to right a grievous wrong done to the man. And for that reason alone, I'm going to be supporting Trump in 2024, and I'm going to be doubling my efforts if, in fact, Hillary Clinton comes in on the Democratic side here. It was a barroom brawl back in 2016, but we did prevail. Meanwhile, the District of Columbia Attorney General Carl Racine has now filed federal lawsuits against the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and a bunch of individuals involved in the January 6th protest. So they're trying to turn this into something major, and Racine gave it away by trying to equate the January 6th protest with 9/11. Bit of a stretch, in my opinion. Okay. Over on The View, Whoopi Goldberg made a very bizarre statement saying that she's pro-life, but still thinks that abortion should be legal at all times for all women. So, talking with forked tongue there. Governor Ron DeSantis is out there pushing a new bill called the Stop Woke Act. And he wants to allow parents to enforce his ban on critical race theory. It is since he came on out saying critical race theory cannot be taught in Florida schools. A lot of examples of schools that continue to teach it under different names have now surfaced. And DeSantis is taking his model from the Texas abortion law that empowers private citizens to file lawsuits against people providing abortion services after the six-week time limit. And DeSantis wants to empower Florida parents to sue schools that are still pushing critical race theory. I am really liking Ron DeSantis. He does seem to have the pulse of conservative America. Over at CNN, I think we mentioned this last week, but it's worth talking about again. CNN has fired a senior producer, John Griffin. He's from Stamford, Connecticut. Was working on CNN's morning show, New Day, prior to a grand jury in Vermont indicting him with three counts of using a facility of interstate commerce to attempt to entice minors to engage in unlawful sexual activity. And this, you know, this guy basically sealed his own fate because he went out there bragging about training girls as young as seven to be sexually submissive. So wonderful people they have over there at the corporate media. Meanwhile, over at Fox, Bill O'Reilly is accusing Fox News of playing to the choir in this scathing attack on his former employer. He has rebuked Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham for texting Mark Meadows during the January 6th Capitol protest. Now, we have been saying for a long time that if you get woke, you will go broke. And it's true. People do not go to movies. They don't watch TV shows to be indoctrinated. They want to be entertained and distracted. The two most recent examples are Steven Spielberg's production, a reproduction rather, of West Side Story, and a Netflix, I think it's a Netflix series called Cowboy Bebop. And both of these productions have a central character who is transgender. The liberal media said, huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Both of these have been total flops, and Cowboy Bebop has not been renewed for a new season. Sooner or later, you know, people in Hollywood are going to realize that all of this woke indoctrination is a box office disaster. And show business, it may be dominated by liberals, but show business is a business. And ultimately, if they're not making money, their stockholders are going to get very, very unhappy. All righty. Up in New York City, Mayor-elect Eric Adams is going to appoint the first ever female police commissioner in the 176-year history of the NYPD, Kirchant Sewell. She's 49. And I don't envy her job, because she's having to deal with that soaring violent crime problem and low officer morale after years of Bill de Blasio's anti-police reform. So she's going to have her work cut out for her. Down in Australia, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has penned an editorial for the nine newspapers saying that Julian Assange should not be extradited to the United States, basically saying that the courts in Britain should try Assange for any crimes he is alleged to have committed on British soil, or he should be sent home. So finally, we're starting to see people within the government of Australia stand up for one of their citizens. All right, so let's talk about Jussie Smollett. there was an allegation of tampering with evidence at the site of the supposed hate crime. And what it amounted to is that before the police got there, Jussie Smollett took that noose and put it back over his head to show to the police what had happened. That's tampering with evidence. And one of the jurors, in fact, the only black juror, is saying it just didn't make any sense for him to do that. And that's why they voted to convict him for this disorderly conduct. And the Jussie Smollett case has highlighted the issue of hate crime hoaxes. Now, the corporate media was out there saying, well, just because you caught Jussie Smollett, and we still think he's not guilty, but just because he was convicted of a hate crime hoax, hate crime hoaxes really don't happen. You don't need to worry about that. Once again, we're being lied to. And hate crime hoaxes are far more common than you think. And, you know, it's a real problem here. The hate crime hoaxes are very, very real. And a couple of other recent ones, starting last December and then continuing into this year, black residents in a Douglasville subdivision started getting strange and worrisome notes purportedly from a white Klansman threatening to kill them and burn down their homes. The menacing author described himself as a 6-foot-tall man, white, with a long red beard. And this was kind of odd, to say the least. Klansmen aren't noted for being brainiacs, but even the most dim-witted white supremacist would be wary of giving out any kind of identifying information. So that was the first clue. Last August, there were reports of a vandalism and racial terrorism at the Emory Autism Center in Atlanta. Racial slurs were written on walls near the desks of a couple of African-American women, and a swastika was scrawled in a hallway near a Jewish man's office. And, of course, the news media, the corporate media went crazy with, you know, oh, it's racism and anti-Semitism, and this must stop here. But, of course, they did not have the rest of the story. In Douglasville, police eventually arrested Teresha Lucas, a 30-year-old woman, black, who lived in that neighborhood. In the Emory case, police fairly quickly closed in on Roy Lee Gordon Jr., a former part-time employee at Emory. He, too, is black, and he's been arrested and charged with second-degree burglary. So a political scientist went on out and studied 346 hate crimes and discovered that roughly one out of every three is genuine, meaning two-thirds of these hate crime reports are, in fact, hoaxes. I remember when there was this professor out at Claremont College claimed that somebody had painted swastikas on her car. Turned out she did it herself. A student at Georgetown University claimed that somebody was painting swastikas on her dorm room door. The university, without telling her, put in a surveillance camera and caught her painting the swastikas. And inevitably, and I think I did this yesterday, inevitably people are drawing parallels between Jussie Smollett and the Tawana Brawley rape hoax. And basically, Tawana Brawley was found with KKK written across her chest. She claimed she'd been kidnapped and raped by 6 white men. Again, that one was eventually exposed as a hoax. And this one caused a lot of damage. I mean, people lost their careers over this one. Just during the Trump era, there has been a surge in these hate crime hoaxes. And let's see, just before the 2016 election, the 111-year-old Hopewell Baptist Church was attacked with fire and graffiti that said, "Vote Trump." And this was obviously an attempt to sway public opinion regarding the upcoming election. And it turned out the arsonist was Andrew McClinton, a 48, an African-American member of the church itself. So I posted a couple of links at whatreallyhappened.com to databases of hate crime hoaxes in the United States. The biggest database listed over 600 fake hate crimes. And one of the others that ESPN is trying to basically erase this one. But you remember back in 2020, there was a claim that a noose was found in Bubba Wallace's garage. And it turned out the FBI investigated and said it's a garage door pull down rope, and every garage door had it. Again, it was just out there fanning the flames of racial tension. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about declining hoaxes. And, I remember back during the militant feminist movement of the 1990s, hoaxes were common. Innocent men were sent to prison with accusations of rape. The National Organization of Women was out there saying, oh, always believe the women, always believe. They would never lie about anything like that. And we found out through bitter experience the contrary. There was one famous case in Davis, California, of a woman who claimed that she was raped by a bunch of skateboard-riding teenage boys, literally on the median of a main highway, just right there on the grass, and it made headlines all across the country. The city was considering a male-only curfew when the police began to realize there was something funny about her story. There was no medical evidence that she had been raped, and eventually she said, yes, it was completely fake. There was another one where this woman claimed that she had been assaulted and then duct taped in the ladies' restroom of this department store. It turned out she did it to herself. So why has this been happening? Well, obviously, there's political capital to be made by claiming to be the victim of a hate crime. It certainly fans racial tensions in this country. But we currently live in a society where people celebrate victimhood. They want to be a victim. They take pride in being a victim. They want the world to feel sorry for them. They want the attention. Again, going back to the militant feminist movement in the 1990s, there were women who were wearing T-shirts saying potential rape survivor. I mean, you know, oh, gosh, gee, I haven't actually been raped, but I want the taste of that victimhood here. And so, if you're a culture that praises victimhood, you're always going to be encouraging hate crime hoaxes. And when you look at the damage that is being done by these hoaxers, you start to realize that hate hoaxes themselves should be hate crimes. And I would tend to agree with that. Okay, getting into the coming elections here. On Tuesday, Joe Biden delivered remarks at this Democratic National Committee holiday soiree there, and he basically made the following statement. This is a direct quote. "The struggle is no longer just who gets to vote or making it easier for eligible people to vote. It's who gets to count the vote." And he was channeling Joseph Stalin there. Because Stalin said, people who vote decide nothing, people who count the votes decide everything. So Biden's already telegraphing that they're going to try and steal next year's elections. All righty, let's get into COVID-19. It's still out there. And we have seen all these celebrities and politicians pushing the vaccines. And now these social media like Twitter, Facebook are being invaded with these bots pushing these pro-vaccination messages. And they're just really pushing as hard as they can. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court has upheld a district court order that blocked the White House's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for health care workers, which paused the order in only 10 states and not nationwide, the latest in a string of setbacks for Biden's "you will take the vaccine" agenda. So a little bit of a victory there. There is yet another study out here. This is a study from Israel that has confirmed that Pfizer's COVID-19 gene therapy is totally useless against the new Omicron variant. Well, that's not really a problem because Omicron has very, very mild symptoms. It's like a bad cold. That's it. But they're out there saying it's not going to... Pfizer's vaccine is useless, so we're going to come up with a new vaccine that you're going to have to buy. Over in Hong Kong, they have found the BioNTech COVID gene therapy is 32 times less effective against Omicron. This is definitely a new beastie out there. And, they're already starting to list the symptoms of the Omicron variant. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but these symptoms all match up with vaccine damage, raising the possibility that Omicron is actually being used to explain away the vaccine damage from the earlier gene therapies. And meanwhile, Fauci is out there saying at this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster for Omicron. So once again, we are getting mixed signals regarding this issue. The CDC is confirming 80% of COVID-19 cases caused by Omicron are fully vaccinated individuals. 33% had the booster shots. The vaccines simply do not work. And, people are buying this product that doesn't work. When it doesn't work, they blame the people who didn't buy the product. That's a first. We got to take another commercial. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19. Now, over at Twitter, there is a user who calls himself the Chief Nerd, and he basically made an animation, a time-lapse animation of the genomic epidemiology of COVID since the 2020 Wuhan strain, basically plotting out all the different variants. And he noticed, and it's very obvious looking at his time-lapse, that Omicron makes a very sudden appearance that is inconsistent with the other variants. And it should be noted that Omicron contains the largest number of mutations. Now, there appears to be a reason why they've been calling this the novel coronavirus, because COVID contains genetic materials not found in any other strain of coronavirus, lending credibility to the idea that this was created in a laboratory for some nefarious purpose, probably boosting vaccine sales, you know, or, you know, sales of vaccines are down. Quick, come up with a new disease. American physician and virologist Dr. Stephen Hatfield said there is no valid medical reason for the government's mass vaccination program for kids and young adults, because their own natural immune systems are very robust. These kids, young people, just don't get COVID and they don't die from it. If they do get sick, it's usually just a couple of days. It's a mild illness. Many of them are asymptomatic. And so sounding the warning. Another warning that we are getting, this one came on out of offguardian.org. Yesterday, in a statement to Parliament on the United Kingdom's planned vaccine passport, which, by the way, has passed, Health Secretary Sajid Javid admitted that the NHS pass would require three shots for you to be considered fully vaccinated. They've moved the goalposts again. And then when everybody gets three shots, they'll move the goalposts again and say, oh, no, you're not fully vaccinated until you have four shots or five shots or 17 or 18 or 19. And if you're not up to your current 21, 22 shots, the passport will not work and you will basically be shunned by all society here. Now, Elon Musk, recently named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year, has come out against forced vaccinations. Now, Elon Musk thinks vaccines are wonderful. He himself is fully vaccinated, but he came on out and said that, yeah, this has to be a personal decision, and these forced shots are just not something we should do in America. And I wholeheartedly agree. Another story, this one coming on out of Station Gossip. There are now more than 400 studies proving that lockdowns and mask mandates are actually harmful to human health. And LifeSite News came on out saying these restrictive policies are ineffective and devastating failures, causing immense harm, especially to the poorer and vulnerable within societies. And over in Germany, ever since they introduced their vaccine passports, COVID cases have gone through the roof. And we see that all over the world. In places that are heavily vaccinated, they've got lots of COVID cases. Places that are not vaccinated, they have lower numbers of COVID cases. And there's an obvious logical conclusion to be drawn from that. All right. And another report, this one coming out of Great Britain. The British government has now admitted that getting vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus destroys the natural human immune system and prevents recipients from ever acquiring true full immunity, even if the person catches and later recovers from the COVID virus. And it's basically, there's a new term out there, vaccine-acquired immunity deficiency. It's a new form of AIDS being triggered by these vaccines. So it's a horrible, horrible situation. Let's see. Dr. Sukharit Bakhti is basically saying the benefit of the vaccines are zero. And he says it is actually triggering a massive self-to-self attack of your immune system. He says all these mRNA vaccines can't work and will never work because the antibodies are on the wrong side of the wall. And he's talking about how these vaccines are being administered. He says if you're vaccinated, you're not protected against anything. They are now talking about breakthrough infections due to new variants. It's not a breakthrough at all. There was never protection to begin with. Over in Japan, there's a new study. It cites that people under 20 have a 7 times higher risk of dying from the vaccine than from COVID. And this is being backed up by researchers from the Queen Mary University in London. And they were looking at the data and they basically said the claim is being made that the injections are safe and effective. The opposite is clearly what is going on when they look at the data. They said the alleged benefits of the shots are massively exaggerated, while the risks involved with taking them, such as death, are being intentionally hidden from view. And this kind of gets back to that story we had the other day. There was a federal law passed in this country back in 1984 directing that the public never be told about adverse vaccine reactions. The justification for it was to maximize vaccine acceptance within the general population. I think it's just to make the pharmaceutical companies that much richer here. Okay, 90% of all COVID deaths since August occurred in the fully vaccinated. And the corporate media is out there trying to generate hysteria about Omicron. And, you know, the only people being affected by it are the ones who are fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, over at the New York Times, they very casually, like it's no big deal, admitted that the new FDA-approved Merck COVID drug might actually mutate healthy human DNA, meaning cancer, and it can also impact male fertility. And, yeah, that is a serious, serious problem. All right, there is a new documentary out. It's called Vaccine Wars, The Truth About Pfizer. And basically, one of the things it exposes is that Pfizer paid off experts to spread lies about its competitors' injections, including the viral vector jab from AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford. The allegations accused Pfizer of making false claims about AstraZeneca, including that it might cause cancer. It also alleged that Pfizer is charging 3,000% more per injection than the shots actually cost to produce. In other words, they are engaging in price gouging, something easy to do when the government is ordering everybody to get the shot. And again, these shots are not free. They're being paid for out of your tax dollars. So you should be upset over the price gouging here. Okay, Dr. Peter McCullough joins Joe Rogan, who's now on Gab, I might add, says the medical elites purposely suppressed treatments in order to force mass vaccinations. You know, treatments with things like ivermectin don't make a lot of money. Constant ongoing treatments and vaccinations are where the big bucks lie. Even Goldman Sachs came on out and said, actually, curing patients is a bad business model. You know, you treat the symptoms, but you let them stay sick, and they are permanent customers. You know, a patient cured is a customer lost, seems to be the business model here. More COVID vaccine injury data is in. This is over, it's a video out of Brass Check, and it says nearly one out of 100 people are being injured by these shots, including death and permanent disability. And that is a very, very scary number, which corporate media is not mentioning to us here. According to the inventor of mRNA, a gentleman named Malone, he's saying that global totalitarianism is a much bigger threat than COVID-19 itself. And so there we are. Malone, Robert Malone, went on to say that the spike proteins made by these COVID jabs often cause permanent damage in children. And he went on to say, before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the mRNA vaccine technology I created. And, yeah, once that needle is in your arm, there's no taking it back. I mean, believe me, I wish I could go back and, you know, undo that Prevnar vaccine I was given for all the damage it's caused me here. All righty. The CDC and NIH officials partnered with Echo Health to perform illegal gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses in Wuhan. This is an expose. It's coming on out of Crack News. And as we all know now, Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and Francis Collins, formerly of the National Institutes of Health, were both complicit in funding this illegal gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. The reason Fauci went to Wuhan, China, is that this gain-of-function research had been declared illegal inside the United States. And Fauci, of course, lied to Congress saying there was no gain-of-function research, and he tried to explain that lie away by saying, well, it all depends on what you mean by gain-of-function. Remember Clinton? You know, it all depends on what is means. That's really out there here. Over at Judicial Watch, they have done it again. They have acquired a new trove of evidence implicating Tony Fauci for using American taxpayer dollars to fund the tweaking, tinkering, if you will, of bat coronaviruses and other pathogens. And many of Fauci's experiments took place at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. With the direct funding from the National Institutes of Health, which is the parent agency of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is run by Fauci. And the latest batch of records completely validates the claims of Senator Rand Paul, who was mocked by Democrats and journalists after he chastised Fauci during a series of Senate hearings. So, meanwhile, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, these are the real blue sky people, they're now launching a PR campaign to sell the idea of an implantable microchip to stop coronavirus in its track. And they're saying this little chip, you put it underneath your skin, and it tells you that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow. They're describing it as the equivalent of a check engine light. And, I love this high technology that looks at your health, you know, like my iWatch here, and there's that ring now that's out. I forget what it's called. But the idea of having a government agency stick a chip inside my body, I'm a little nervous about that one here. And there's a very good article over at DossierSubstack.com that really shows why they're still out there pushing this stuff as hard as they can. This war on COVID has been a total failure. The vaccines don't work. It's wrecked our economy. It has disrupted our society, and the ruling class want to cover this up, because when the American people really fully understand what was done to them, there's going to be a tremendous upset. And so now the ruling class is trying to cover up this by any means necessary, even if it means destroying the entire country in the process. They don't want to accept responsibility for what they've done. They love power. They just don't like the responsibility that comes with it. One of the things they may be doing is illustrated by an article in Station Gossip. The psychologists have now come up with a new phrase, post-pandemic stress disorder, and they are now blaming that for all the adverse symptoms people are experiencing after they take those vaccines. Oh, it's all in your head. You know, you're not really sick. Your heart isn't really attacking you. It's just all in your head. I remember when Gulf War syndrome first came on out, and the Pentagon was saying it's just in the soldier's head. And then years later, it turned out, yeah, there were serious medical problems caused by exposure to some very nasty chemicals in the war zone here. Now, one of the reasons the propaganda is cranking up is because the public is suffering from COVID burnout. Nobody really cares anymore. We've just been hearing it for well over a year now, and none of the dire predictions of bodies in the streets came true. More and more people are rejecting the vaccines, and people just, they're sick of hearing about it here. Fauci has come on out to assuage the fears of children that Santa Claus has already received the COVID vaccine booster shot. Well, I'm not sure about that, because over in Germany at one of their Christmas markets, police arrested Santa for not wearing a mask. So how gauche as it turns out. Fauci says his handling of COVID is backfiring, because there were more deaths in 2021 than 2020. And again, he's blaming the unvaccinated. They have a product out there that people are using, and when it doesn't work, they blame the people who aren't using the product. When have you ever heard that before? It just doesn't work. Over in Queens, New York, activists against the mandate are being arrested, and apparently it took place at a Cheesecake Factory at the Queens Center Mall food court, and Cheesecake Factory asked them to leave, refused them service, and they refused to leave, and the police were called. Okay, got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preacher man
waxes his head show. While the rich yep. man probably remember President Eisenhower's farewell speech, where he introduced the phrase the military-industrial complex, which he basically predicted would be so powerful that they would influence the affairs of the nation by constantly manufacturing enemies for us to be afraid of in order to get more money for bombs and bullets and things that go bang here. Well, what's happening right now, and it's actually been happening for a while, we're seeing the rise of the science industrial complex, sort of a larger version of what I call the medical industrial complex, where in order to make more money, they're constantly looking for things people should be scared about. And there was the acid rain scare, Y2K, killer bees, human-caused global warming, and now COVID-19. So we need to be aware of the scale of lying that we are forced to endure in this country. Getting to the international news here, China has officially condemned the United States for killing that innocent family in Afghanistan. Now, the U.S. is not taking responsibility for it. The people who carried out the strike are not going to be investigated or demoted or anything like that. It's just, you know, one of those things that happen in war, blah, 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 blah. China is saying justice may be delayed, but it will not be denied. I'm not entirely sure what they mean about that. Meanwhile, Russia is warning Ukraine of a full-scale conflict along the country's eastern border, and Russia is threatening to deploy tactical nuclear weapons right on Ukraine's border, their side of the border, in response to NATO's continuous arming of Ukraine and surrounding countries. Over in Ukraine, they're holding mass-scale Russian invasion drills, trying to basically whip up anti-Russian sentiment within their own population. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is warning French President Macron that Ukraine is being pumped up with Western weaponry. And he's absolutely right about that. And one good example is that the Russian ambassador to the United Kingdom, Andrei Kellin, speculated London may deploy military bases in Ukraine under a bilateral agreement. And so everybody's lining up. There's going to be a big one there here. Russia's embassy in Germany has denounced Berlin's decision to expel two Russian diplomats over the murder of a Chechen separatist, calling it an obviously unfriendly step. Moscow vowed to respond in the near future. And finally, we're coming up on the top of the hour. The Tehran Times has published a map of Israeli targets that Iran will strike if Israel makes just one wrong move. So it's definitely getting ugly out there. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. with you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.